after last week's absence because jury duty. joined alongside me, as always, is Hugh Dana.
Hello.
Coming to you live from UBC campus on the traditional and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish Nation peoples. Hugh, how are you doing today? It's kind of a sad day here, honestly.
It is a little bit of a sad day. Today's April 27th, 2023. And it's our last in-studio show for at least around 4 months as school adjourns for the summer.
Yes.
So we're going to have a little fun today. Alex and I have...
Implying that we don't have fun.
Yeah, we're just going to shake it up. We're going to kind of yell at each other for a little bit. And so we'll get to that later. We'll talk about that. But we'll quickly discuss new singles. The Weeknd released the song he performed live at Coachella, Double Fantasy featuring Future. Bad Bunny returns with Grupo Frontera, who you and I discussed briefly this week. Ed Sheeran's last single before his record tonight. Foo Fighters record, that was cool. Youngboy, Post Malone, and Kid Laroi had a song. Kid Laroi had another single besides that. So there's some pretty big singles. One of my favorite artists, the 80s-inspired Q, released his EP, which I think is really dope. Yeah, what about you? Did you hear anything else that you want to briefly talk about? Sophie Tucker released a record. Her and... I forget what the dude's name is in that, but...
Oh, well. Anyway, yeah, I mean, I pretty much listened to some of the same stuff as you, some of the singles that came out. Double Fantasy was, of course, very exciting to hear, because when he just cracked... Because we were watching Metro Boomin's Coachella performance together, and so when he brought out The Weeknd, and when The Weeknd was like, all right, let's do something new. Let's do something that none of y'all have ever heard before, and debuted a song at Coachella that was very cool to hear, and then for it to come out the next week is nice. Although, it's a very good song, but I just feel like that song is lacking.
Yep.
The future feature is out of place, and
it's still a good feature though.
Yeah, it's
the more
still
I listened to it, the first time I heard it, I was like, oh, I'm gonna skip this every time. But like as I've gone, it's better. I think that because it's for his show.
It is. Yeah, it is for a show.
It also might also just like pop up on the Mike Dean record that comes out tonight because it's produced by Mike Dean. But yeah, it's a single, or it's just like part of the soundtrack for his show. It's a really good song, just
like it,
objectively. I think it's really good. Probably by The Weeknd standards, it's weaker than usual.
I feel like it meanders a little bit. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, there's not... Like there's not really, there's the chorus, and then it goes into like the oh, and I just that part of the song and sort of post chorus, I guess, and I feel like that kind of slows up a bit of the momentum. Like I just feel like the song's on the precipice of being an absolute smash. I think it's got all the components.
Yeah,
I just don't feel like the full and complete execution of it is there. But at the same time, it is for a TV show and not like an album necessarily. So it could, that could be why it isn't fully maximized in the way I want it to be.
Yeah, it sounds like a song that would play as an episode starts and you see someone just like walking around their Hollywood house or something. Because there is a lot of just vibe setting in this song. Like,
yeah, that's
him kind of just crooning to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He did do, I mean, it is The Weeknd, so it just will chart and it's going to stream well. And it's a really good song. Mm-hmm. Like, I liked it immediately. I think it's an awesome song. I am kind of disappointed with Future. I mean, I am one person who just kind of is smitten by when Future just croons and just goes off, like, Love You Better or like. Particularly, like, in the reference track of Drunken Love. Like, when he does something like that, I love when he does that. And, obviously, like, I'm a big Future guy, but you're right when it's a little out of place, honestly.
Yeah, I think it's out of place, but...
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's still, like, a good... He still makes sense, and it's still a good verse, but it's just kind of random.
Yeah. And I guess lastly on the new release docket, I do want to mention the new Mac DeMarco release, One Wayne G, which is a 199 song, 8 hour, 43 minute collection of songs. My understanding is that most of them are instrumental. But
this is like COVID messed around thing.
Could have been.
I think so. I heard about this.
Oh yeah, these titles do kind of look like dates.
Yeah, there's
Anyway, it's about 200 songs. So if you're a Mac DeMarco fan, you want to listen to 200 songs of something, there you go. I just felt like that was worth mentioning.
Yeah, it starts on...
Didn't we have a conversation about album length?
This is not an album.
I know. This is entirely different.
Yeah, these are just... Yeah, look, this is just all the stuff he's made. Look, the first one is from May 12th, 2018.
Hmm.
These are just dates, man.
Yeah.
And, like, some of them get a little further along. He just kind of dropped his hard drive.
Yeah, literally.
Into Spotify.
Yeah. Which is kind of cool.
I love Mac DeMarco. He's a strange dude, but he makes... some pretty interesting music. Like, Chamber of Reflection is so, so dope. For the First Time is so dope. Freaking Out the Neighborhood is dope. I assume you've probably never listened to Mac DeMarco.
No, I've not.
Yeah. But he does his thing well.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The Grupo Frontera Bad Bunny thing is really dope. I think that's a really good song. I mean, it's already gotten 85 million streams. In 10 days.
That's Bad Bunny, man.
Yeah.
That's just him.
I think we should touch on the Ed Sheeran record, because Ed Sheeran will drop another album tonight.
Oh, it's coming out tonight?
I believe so.
Okay.
And I have not enjoyed the singles. The singles have been very stripped.
Yeah.
And very slow.
Yes.
And he can absolutely smash that out of the park. Like, Love Yourself, I absolutely love. Thinking Out Loud is great. Photograph is great. But these just aren't hitting that way. And you know I love Ed Sheeran. Oh, my God. Like, these are streaming so well, too. I mean, I guess it's Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
But I have not really enjoyed them. But, like, saying that, I think I would really enjoy a stripped Ed Sheeran's album just because I think he's that good.
Yeah, these songs are sounding more introspective. I feel like they're pretty introspective cuts, and yeah, like you said, they're very stripped and very just like him and his guitar and stuff like that. So I guess we'll see, but they're not, yeah, they haven't really done anything for me either. They haven't been like holy, I don't know. They've kind of just been there. They're kind of just in the mix, in the new Music Friday mix. But yeah, no, they haven't felt like anything that special.
Anything else you want to shout out?
No, that's kind of all that's on the mind.
The Youngboy dropped a 35 song record.
Oh, goodness.
It's only an hour and 20 minutes, though. So there's some shortcuts. The song with Post Malone and Kid Loy is not very good. I will say that. I am a Youngboy advocate. I'm someone who very much
advocate
enjoys
for his existence.
I very much enjoy Youngboy's music. I am definitely a Youngboy fan. But yeah, Double Fantasy. I think we should also retouch, because I wonder if the future part won't be in the show. Because it's such
I don't know. I don't know where this song fits in the show. I don't know what the show's about.
Him and Sam Levinson have actually caught a lot of flack for the show.
Really?
It's just kind of a show about sex, man.
Oh.
From what I've heard. And he like suggested like kind of a rapey scene, and he like greenlit it, and then someone leaked the script, or the script got leaked, and then everyone was like, this is kind of weird, guys.
Who's the he you speak of?
The Weeknd.
Okay, yeah.
The Weeknd and Sam Levinson, who is the creator of Euphoria.
Okay.
So he does have some accolades, but people like, but then there's also a sect of people who just think that he just is a porn addict. And that's kind of where the heat came from, is that there's kind of like these weird unnecessary sex scenes. But, I mean, I don't actually watch TV, so I'm not going to comment on it. I'm not even sure if the show's out yet, but the song is dope. And we'll play it now. I want to play the full version because I really like the sax in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
I actually haven't even listened to the radio edit. to be honest.
No, I've not heard the radio edit either, but freaking radio edits are just inferior versions of songs.
Yeah, oftentimes. So, I would have to agree with that.
Because they just cut stuff out. They just make it less. It's not the fully realized version of the song.
Yeah. But it's still in the 80s lane. It still sounds like his sound. He did a really good job with making a single for his show just sound like a normal song in his catalog, like his contemporary catalog.
Yeah.
Which I think, it's The Weeknd. He can kind of do anything. He's just that good. So we'll play Double Fantasy, which is a track for The Weeknd show The Idol featuring Future.
Temperature rising, bodies united. Now that I've trapped you in my arms, no need to fight it, no need to hide it. Now that I've seen what's in your heart, baby girl, I'm the only one who knows the side of you. And baby, you know that I can pull out what's inside. I sent your envelope, came with a poem. You possess venom that came with a charm. You get the good out of me when I perform. I know the bad in you, that's what I want. And you a baddie, you turning me on. Fiend for your demons, I know what it's going. Love when you talk, I know what you're doing. Caught up in love with the we'll be doing. Bottles and bottles with us, ain't that good? I tell you, I got you, that's well understood. Your legs on the big, got your head on the floor. We go out shopping whenever we get bored. We get the pop and leave man in the store. If I go to Saturn, I know that you're born. Me on Saturday early in the morning. Fat in the bird, she gon' open her door. Screaming I murder, but showing you remorse. Gotta be cautious, can't play the support. Stars in the ceiling, don't feel like the Porsche. Came from the trenches, just living on war. Once was a prostitute, I can afford the one I adore. Temperature rising, bodies united. Now that I've trapped you in my arms, no need to fight it, no need to hide it. Now that I've seen what's in your heart, baby girl, I'm the only one who knows the side of you. And baby, you know that I can pull out what's inside of you, even though it's wrong.
brought to you by the Disability Foundation and hosted by Connector Society. The Abilities Expo brings together exhibitors, vendors, resources, guest speakers, and more to enrich the well-being and connectedness of the disability community. This year's theme is Adventure Awaits and features over 45 disability-focused exhibitors. Whether you're looking for adaptive activities to join the summer, inclusive travel opportunities, or resources to help you live life to the fullest with a disability, there's something for everyone. Presentations by Real Talk Sexual Health Education, Rick Hansen Foundation, and Fable Pathways. There will also be an interactive room where you can meet the assistance dogs from Leash of Hope, check out a trail rider, and even try your hand at wheelchair basketball. Join us on Thursday, May 18th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Roundhouse Community Center in Yaletown, Vancouver, to find out what adventures await you.
Where do you go to cry? Where do you go to scream? Where do you go to sing at the top of your lungs and play instruments and be free? You can join UBC Cry Club. UBC Cry Club provides instruments and a judgment-free zone for people to let loose and be free using music as therapy. UBC Cry Club meets at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays at the Fraser River Parkade. For more information, go to M01E on Instagram.
Listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, ice cream man. Can I have this? I want this over here and a toast on by my father. And give me this ice over here and vanilla cone.
And we back.
Was that
it's the ice cream man.
Was that Eddie Murphy?
I have no idea. It's one of our brilliant station IDs.
Anyways, welcome back. Yeah.
That was Double Fantasy by The Weeknd featuring Future.
That song is so good.
Produced
dude.
By Metro Boomin and Mike Dean.
Metro Boomin's on the production?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess
he probably did the drums.
It. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Great. Good song. Good song. Still very enjoyable.
Yeah. So we'll transition
sort of feels like the last episode of the year, even though we're back on next week, but. Yeah. Because this is the last in-person episode, we're doing something a little different. Hugh and I have compiled...
Yeah, maybe we should give a context. So, I want to say 2 years ago...
Hugh and I
ago,
have compiled a list of our top 50 songs.
No, we should
songs.
Say why, though. We should say why.
I
want to say 2 years ago,
okay.
Frank Ocean did an interview, I want to say with Pitchfork, where he gave them a list of 50 songs. He said it was his 50 favorites. Obviously, that's kind of an impossible task to do. As I found, it was impossible. This had people like Simon and Garfunkel, Donna Summers, Crosby and Nash, Daft Punk, Jimi Hendrix, James Blake, D'Angelo. Like, stuff that you think Frank Ocean would be inspired by. So, Alex and I decided to do the same thing. It's our last show, so we wanted to compile our 50 favorite songs of all time.
Not our last show. Last show in person.
And yeah, so that's what we did.
These are somewhat ranked...
Yeah, they're kind of ranked, because Frank Ocean did rank them. I mean, it was almost an impossible task. I'm not going to say this is that accurate, to be honest.
Yeah, I think the collection of songs is accurate, but...
I don't even think mine is. Like, it's just too hard to just pick 50, man.
No, it definitely... Yeah, it's definitely hard. But, like, I'm pretty content with the 50 I settled on as being, like, the list.
Okay.
And, but yeah, ranking them is a very... big challenge. The main thing I focused on was getting a solid top 10, and then really beyond that, for a lot of these tracks, I just feel like I'd be splitting hairs between so many of them, and also when they're not even in the same genre, or by, like, when they're by different artists, and a lot of them aren't even in the same genre, of course, it's hard to kind of pick one over the other when I feel like, When songs are different genres, I feel like you kind of evaluate them a bit, or they're just harder to compare. It's really just harder to compare. So, but anyway,
yeah. So just so that we're not just listing 50 songs off, we're just gonna kind of roast each other's song selection for fun, because like it's just fun to see like songs that everyone that like you are putting up on this pedestal. Alex and I obviously know each other's music tastes quite well, so we can probably guess a lot of the songs, and it's easy to poke fun at each other because we know that this is kind of impossible to ask. So I've only ranked my top 10. Like you said, it's impossible to do like 35 to 45. It's just too similar. There's just too much going on. But, I mean, how do you want to do this? Do we want to each just give 10 and then we just slowly go and then give our top 10?
Just say your top 10.
Say your top 10 first. I think we should just say everything and then give our top 10.
Then we'd just be sitting here and listing 50 tracks, which is no fun.
Well, I don't know if there's a point in making this list if you don't talk about all of them. There's no point in just talking about 10. Or you want to just start with 10?
I wanted to just start with...
All right, then go first.
Okay. So from 10, going upwards, my
are
top...
Are you going 10, 9, 8 or 1, 2, 3?
I'm going 10, 9, 8.
Okay.
Because, the big reveal. Anyway, so we've got...
Do you want to rotate or do you want to just go?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All right. Number 10, I've got Green Light by Lorde.
Okay. Off Melodrama?
Yes.
Okay. For number 10, I've got Pop Thieves by Childish Gambino.
Okay.
Or Pop Thieves / Make It Feel Good.
Mm-hmm. Number 9, I got King Kunta by Kendrick Lamar.
Okay. Do you want to comment on them? I think we should.
Yeah.
I think that's valid. I think both of those are valid.
Mm-hmm. Green Light is just like a phenomenal pop song. I think I love the chorus.
Is that
I love the instrumental. Put my makeup on in someone else's car. Yeah. Jack Antonoff is
an
absolute maestro
of
pop music, and he's in collaboration with Lorde on the song, so that's great. And then King Kunta
by Kendrick. Yeah, so fun.
Off to Pimp a Butterfly. Yeah, the bass on that song and just the way it builds into the choruses is so good. There's a part in the song like after the second verse where it kind of builds into the chorus again, and just the way it all builds up just scratches my brain the right way. It's so nice. What's your 9?
I have The Party and the After Party off of Trilogy by The Weeknd.
Mm.
I just love where my mind goes. It just reminds me of just like, I mean, if you've heard the song, it's like 8 minutes.
Yeah.
It's an awesome sample of Beach House. And it just makes you, it just like when I'm driving at night into like on like Mulholland or something, it's just like, it takes me into this strange introspective, but not introspective myself, but from a different perspective. I just love the way where my mind goes and what I think about when I have the song on. I don't really even think about like partying and sex that much. I just love the song. The mood that this song gives and the vibe I give, it's just awesome.
All right. My number 8 is All Falls Down by Kanye West, the much disgraced Kanye West off of The College Dropout. But man, All Falls Down is easily one of his best songs. Just the verses are incredible. The chorus is nice too. It's got that iconic, couldn't afford a car, so she named her daughter Alexis line, which is just like one of the better punchlines in hip hop, I think. Yeah, that song is just so good, and it's pretty like self-aware too of Kanye's own like deficiencies, which obviously he isn't at this point, but it's nice to hear him be a little like self-aware, being like, yeah, I spent a bunch of money on clothes because I want to like look good and have all these material things instead of like buying a house. I went to Jacob with 25,000 before I had a house, and I do
more
it again
Jacob, baby.
Something like that.
My number 8 is Photograph by Def Leppard.
All right.
Just like a throwback to my youth. I just like when I hear the chorus is just like maybe my favorite chorus of all time. Mm. But I just think about like riding my bike with my friends in like middle school and having this like coming through like my Apple AirPods that were like still had the cord on them. Now that's just like unthinkable. it just makes me think about like being a kid and like playing Call of Duty 2 and Black Ops 2, sorry. And just like thinking about like, it was just like, it just made me feel like I was a bigger person than I was as a kid.
Mm.
And that time is just very, it's just very youthful, and it's a very freeing time. And I like to, and Photograph brings me back there. And it's just like an awesome rock song. It's my favorite rock song. It's on my top 10 of all time.
Yeah. Number 7, I put Hey Jude by the Beatles.
Wow.
Which it kind of needs no, wow, not valid. That's crazy. which truly I think needs no introduction. That song is just like I love the outro to that song.
Is that the na
the na 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 part?
Is that your favorite Beatles song? I'm gonna say that's your highest Beatles
song. Yeah, it's my highest Beatles song. It's 3 minutes, and even though it's all like repetitive, Paul McCartney's like ad-libbing throughout that back half of the song is very fun. Some horns come in towards the back, so there's still variation, even if they're just repeating the same thing. And of course, the chorus and the verses are all great. It's such a good song, dude. God bless the Beatles.
We're doing a 180 here because my number seven is Headlines.
Headlines
by Drizzy Drake.
Hey,
I mean, I think this is maybe his best song ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of like what he was back then, and it just. I play Headlines. Whenever I think about playing Headlines, I think it's always like the precipice of jumping into something fun. Like I'm about to get to the club or I'm about to go to a night party. Like it's like my pump up song or I was about to go on the ice. Like, so Headlines always gets my energy going. And I just love that. Also, it's just an awesome song. Mm-hmm. Oh, don't do it. Like some of Drake's best lines are in there. Classic instrument shout out 40, man. Yeah, I just, like, love where it takes me. And it's so, so fun. It's not the highest Drake song on here. But I love Headlines. It's, I think, his best song, even though it's not the highest one on here.
Yeah. At the occupying the sixth spot for me, I have 90210 by Travis Scott featuring KC Hill.
Yep.
Chantel Jeffries. Just the atmosphere of that song, especially after the beat switch in the second half, is just phenomenal. I think it really captures a lot of what Rodeo does so well, where like the lyrical themes, it's a lot, especially like in the first half of the song, like lyrical themes are a lot of just like going to an alley to find a prostitute or something in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, bro, that's like the life he desired so bad. That's mm-hmm. what I love about Travis Scott lyrics, is that he's living that life that he craved so badly. And he's singing about being in it.
Yeah.
But it's
not like the most progressive or like crazy in-depth lyrical themes or anything, but just what Travis does so well on Rodeo, and this song is a perfect encapsulation of it in my opinion, is just it's not about what he's saying, but just the way he says everything and the vibe and the atmosphere is so great. And the instrumental is so great. I love the vibe of the song. And the second verse too, he has some nice lines that I really like a lot. Talking about like his relationship with Kanye West and like telling his parents that he'll be okay and all that stuff. So shout out to 90210. What's in year six?
Somebody Else by the 1975.
Ooh, I like that out there a lot.
Yeah, like I just think that Somebody Else, though, at least the way that like me and like my friends, and I even DJ and I had this talk yesterday, like when I think of Somebody Else, I think about like listening to Somebody Else after you have your heart broken in high school is like a universal teen experience. And Somebody Else, I mean, obviously, like we can talk about the song and how catchy it is and like the use of voice electronics that he or like voice effects to kind of counteract him talking to himself in his head. But like it's just like when I think about Somebody Else, that's like that first like real introspective thought you really have. Like, do I like the person I am? Like, why did this person not like me? You just like you're laying in bed and you're staring up at the roof, and it's just like a universal teen experience, I think. Like this is obviously my favorite 1975 song. And I just like I think about like just like how I feel like this song and what comes with really falling in love with this song is so formative to who you end up becoming, not only like in love life, but just as a person. Because I feel like that, at least for me, it's like the first like really introspective where I just sat there and I was like, what's wrong with me? Not like that's like what I thought, but like you think about yourself and what you want to change. And like it's just such an awesome thing to think about. And then the song is great and it works for so many different moods now. Like when I'm sad today, I can go listen to it. And even when I'm not sad, it's just an awesome, airy vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number six for me.
I really like that in your number six. Number five, I have a song that is the opposite of an airy song. We have Mad City by Kendrick Lamar, which is just...
Bend down.
this grimy, kind of frantic song in a lot of ways about growing up in Compton and how it's not great to grow up there, it seems, based off the lyrics. I cannot relate, but...
Really?
No. Fortunately, I cannot relate to the song. But anyway, I love the storytelling of the song, the imagery of the song. I feel like it's very vivid. And it was... I think that song is just so core to Kendrick as an artist, because it's not, because he says in the beginning of the song, like, this is not a rap about how I'm slinging crack or moving cocaine. He's saying that, like, I'm not gonna, like, glamorize the street life, I'm not gonna glamorize the gangster lifestyle or anything on this song. Like, I'm gonna give it to you perfectly honest, and it's traumatic, and it can suck, and it's not fun, and it's not something that should be, it's not something that I'm gonna, like, glamorize. I'm gonna give it to you straight on this song, and I really like that, and I think it sort of it sums up, or it fits very well, of course, within the themes of the album. And I think just throughout his entire discography, I think it's one of his best songs ever, and it just works so well. I just love the narrative of it, really.
For number five, I have Cayendo by Frank Ocean.
The Spanish song.
Yeah, which is kind of a switch up. It came out with Dear April, right before COVID. And, like, one of the reasons that I love Frank Ocean, and probably why he's so adored by so many people, and why he can kind of get away with doing what he did at Coachella, even though he's actually kind of not really getting away with it anymore. There's been massive backlash, and we don't really need to speak on that. But one of the reasons people were so excited to see him was just, like, you can hear, like, in Cayendo, more than almost any song I've ever heard, especially when he comes back to the Spanish, because the song's about him falling. Like, the Spanish part's him falling, and then the English part's him, like, reminding himself why. Like, first questioning and then reminding himself. And then he comes back in Spanish, and it's just, like, maybe the most, you can actually hear the pain in his voice. He's really struggling. And when I sit and I listen to Cayendo, I really think about, and I listened to it yesterday, and you know what happened in my personal life yesterday. That was kind of, like, introspective and emotional. And I just, like, when I listen to Cayendo, I can't, it just, like, the emotion is just so raw, and it really brings that emotion forward. And when I really want to feel something, you can feel it with Cayendo, and it's such a strong feeling that I have a really hard time listening to another song after Cayendo. I kind of have to just sit there, because, like, it just tears down him just being so raw, and you can just hear him almost just, like, crying out for help in the mic. It just, everything just crumbles around you, and you just kind of sit there, and you just kind of, and you really just have to think about how you're feeling. And I really, really struggle. Like, a song that I found that kind of, like, I can transition to is Beyonce, actually. Because Beyonce kind of has this other way of it. Anyways, but, like, I just the feeling that Cayendo gives you is really what music is all about to me. It's just, like, it can just transform what you're thinking and what you're feeling just by listening to this guy. Which is, like, he's you're feeling what he's feeling. And no song does that like Cayendo for me. And I absolutely adore that song, even though I can't understand half of it. But, like, the message gets across. So I love Cayendo.
Wow. That was beautiful.
You can really heartfelt. See, like, how we listen to music here. Like, I'm just talking about all these experiences.
Yeah, you're talking all about the memories and... feelings associated with the songs. And I'm like, I really like the horn section.
Yeah, yeah. And you're just, like... Because, like you said, you use music to entertain you. And you are so fascinated and so entertained by Kendrick's life in Mad City and just how well he narrates it all.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes it catchy. It's kind of mind-blowing. So it's absolutely... Like, Mad City is... I didn't even like rap when mm-hmm. Mad City came out. I remember I'd walk to school with my buddy and he would be playing it. And that's the bend down.
Yeah.
Where you from? And I was like, oh, this song is so cool. And I didn't, and this was still when Photograph was my favorite song of all time. Mm-hmm. So, like it's Kendrick is fucking, Kendrick is so, so good, man.
Yeah.
He
makes, He makes 1.5 more appearances in my top four here.
Okay. I wonder if, can I try to guess? No, I won't. I'll let you surprise it. But I...
Number four is, for me, is No More Parties in L.A. by Kanye West, okay, featuring Kendrick Lamar.
Again, interesting. I would not have guessed that.
It's maybe a little high.
Oh, really?
But I think it's still... The lowest I feel like it could be is 11, though. Like, maybe 4 is a little generous, but at the same time, no, it's not, because that's, like, Kanye raps. The way I kind of think about, like, comparing somebody like Kanye and Kendrick is that Kanye's a better artist, but Kendrick can, like, just rap better than him in just delivery and flow and all that sort of
thematics.
Stuff. Thematics. Just, like, the way... He uses his mouth. Mm. But Kanye on No More Parties raps like a freaking machine on that song. And it's long and he's just going on and on and on and it's so good. And yeah, it's just, it's an extremely entertaining song. I love that it's two of my favorite artists linking up. So of course it's going to be high. It's going to be up there. And two of my favorite artists linking up and doing, and both bringing out great qualities in each other. Kendrick's verse is very good as well, talking about Instagram is the best way to promote a certain part of your body that starts with a P. Yeah,
it's, what part of your body is that?
It's phalanges? It's restricted to females.
Oh.
Anyway.
Starts with a P?
Yeah, so anyway, Kendrick and Kanye are rapping hard on that song, and it's great.
Number four. This is interesting. This is definitely kind of, this absolutely encapsulates like how we enjoy particular hip hop music. My number four is Jungle by Drake.
Nice.
Unlike Kayano, this doesn't like make me feel anything, but it's just, I just think it's, this is a song that only Drake can make. This is like Drake really in his bag. Headlines is also a song only Drake could kind of make, but just Jungle, like, my life at the time, when Jungle was my favorite song on the planet, my life at the time, I felt so youthful and so free. It was, like, right at the beginning of COVID. It was senior year. I was driving around with friends. We were bringing girls. We were going to the, like, Jungle just reminds me of my youth and how free I was. And I like to think that I can find that again later in life through, like, Jungle is like one of those songs that reminds me that like you sacrifice today for a better tomorrow, kind of, because of how just bright and how fruitful and how warm those days were when I would just like drive through, I don't know, Canaan Dune, and just Jungle would just be blasting and the sun would be setting. And it just like really encapsulated my youth. And Jungle really reminds me of that. And I like to think that I can find that again. And Jungle reminds me kind of that. And yeah,
wow, astute. Yeah, you just have these deep emotional reasons. Anyway, number three, I have.
But that's why I listen to music.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Of course. It's just interesting here. Number three, I have A Lot by 21 Savage.
Oh, I was wondering if that was still going to be on here.
Oh, of course.
Not valid.
Of course, that song is on here, man. This song is so nice. This song is kind of the only one up
yeah,
here.
Yeah, this is the song
where
vibes.
I have. Where there's a little more of, like, an emotional, personal connection to the track, because it's a song that, like, me and one of my best friends, like, at when we would just be hanging out with our friends at, like, a party or whatever, and we would eventually manage to hijack the aux and play A Lot and sing along to it together. And it's just very good memories, and it reminds me of grade 11, which was a very fun year in my life. And
that's what we like,
beyond
man.
That, too... I just think the song is great. J. Cole's feature is really, really good. He kind of, like, loses focus in his own verse and then brings it back, which is entertaining to listen to. And I really like hearing... Something that's very interesting to me in general is when, like, braggadocious, like, you know, not conscious rappers, someone like 21 Savage, who's mostly rapping about guns and...
Women
and jewelry. Street life and whatever.
The usual.
You know, the usual. But it's fun when, it's interesting to me when someone who usually makes songs about those topics, like, makes a conscious song. Where, and he makes a song kind of like makes like a self-aware song kind of about like just his relationships with people and how like his knowing people close to him, how them being incarcerated affected him and stuff like that. So I really like getting that perspective from someone who usually doesn't open up very much. And that's really what I like about the entirety of I Am Greater Than I Was, which the song is the opening track to, is that 21 is way more personal and opens up way more on that album than he does normally. And I like hearing that different perspective from people.
Who produced that? Is that J. Cole?
I actually don't know who produced the song.
That sample is wild.
Yeah, very good beat as well. Produced by DJ Dahi.
Wow.
Shout out to DJ Dahi.
Never even heard of him.
He produced another song on my... there's two more songs left, and he produced one of them.
Wow.
So shout out to DJ Dahi.
Dakery Natch.
What's your three?
My three is Passion Fruit.
By Drake.
I feel like I should maybe talk about why. I mean, like, obviously I love the songs. I love every aspect of them. The verse, the hook, the like, all of that. And Passion Fruit is, like, Arden said on the show yesterday or last week that Passion Fruit, he thinks, is like kind of the gold standard of a Drake song. It's sonically there. And it, like, I listen to music, as I mentioned before, to enhance the mood. And one of my favorite things to do, and one of my favorite times of day anyways, is sunset or dusk. And just like that time when the sun sets and the city lights start to sparkle. And to me, Passion Fruit is the song that I think does it a little better is above Passion Fruit, but Passion Fruit, I think, just enhances that vibe so much. And obviously everyone knows the instrumental is awesome. I think this is the most Drake song you can possibly get. It is. And obviously, I mean, I just have so many memories tied to it. Just like end of a long day, and I'm just like out of view with my friends. I love just sitting at views and being introspective. Alex knows this. And Passion Fruit is just a song that I would always go to because it would just elevate the mood. And even though it's kind of a melancholic song, it's like a song about some person that Drake was into getting married and this and that. Like, it's just brings forth so much joy and so much nostalgia in those moments now. And that's something that I love in music, when a song elevates a mood. And I think that Passion Fruit does that exceptionally well.
My number two is Devil in a New Dress by Kanye West and Rick Ross.
Shout out Ricky Rosé.
And the song isn't even really up there for Kanye's part. It's up there because Rick Ross bodies that feature.
You said he wasn't an A. I told you, bro. Rick Ross, like, I never hear Rick Ross except like stuff like this. Like, mm-hmm. Rick Ross shows up on like Lemon Pepper, mm-hmm. and just bodies a verse, and then I don't hear him for like 3 months, six, 7, 8 months.
Yeah. Anyway,
maybe I should start listening to some Rick Ross, man.
Yeah, maybe just listen to more Rick Ross. But yeah, his verse is really great.
The beat is insane.
The beat is phenomenal. And then Mike Dean's got like a guitar solo in there, which is so good. That man is also incredibly talented.
Shout out Mike Dean, dropping tonight.
Yeah, I like. Yeah, Kanye is obviously very good on the song. It's just that song is like, kind of, is, you know, top Kanye. It's top tier Kanye. I don't know. We're kind of low on time, so I don't want to like drag it out too hard here. But yeah, Devil in a New Dress is just so freaking good, and it's mostly up there because of the non Kanye elements that honestly kind of outdo him. But the whole thing is just so good, and yeah, the beat is sensational.
My number two is Wednesday Night Interlude. Technically,
that's your number
Drake,
two,
but it's really Party Next Door.
I thought that was your one.
No.
Ooh.
Wednesday Night Interlude, I think, it reminds me of, like, maybe one of the happiest times of my life, which is oddly, like, around the beginning of quarantine. Like, I was with some of my best friends, and the idea of, like COVID hit, and I feel like I blinked, and I woke up, and my youth was gone. And I feel like my youth is still stuck inside Wednesday Night Interlude. And, like, I know, obviously, we're still young. I'm 22, you're 20, or 21. end. But like just that freedom of being 18, like I don't get from any other song more than I get from Wednesday Night Interlude. And I can just remember like sitting out at View in May of 2020, and you just feel so young. You feel like there's so much in front of you. You're like the something that I think about a lot is in life when the clock goes from what can be to what could have been. And I feel like when I listen to Wednesday Night Interlude, the what can be element of my mind just really comes forward. And it's just, it's P&D on a 40 beat and his own. And he's just rapping about being, it's Wednesday night, man. It's Wednesday night and he's got nothing to do and he's being introspective. And just like what is captured when I, and what is brought back when I listen to Wednesday Interlude are some of the best times of my life that I'm afraid probably can't be replicated. So I cherish that they're kind of, it's almost like Wednesday Night Interlude's the Pokeball, and what's inside that is some of my favorite memories of all time. So that's why it's so high. And it's just awesome. It's just an awesome song, for me at least. Mm-hmm. It's not even Drake, really. It's technically my favorite Drake song, but it's Party Next Door, mm-hmm. who I think is almost as good as Drake, or if not better. Kind of a hot take, but...
That is kind of a hot take. With my number one...
I know what this is.
What is it then?
It's Money Trees.
It's Money Trees. By Kendrick Lamar, Anna Wise, J-Rock, produced by DJ Dahi, back
shout
in the
out,
mix.
Man.
DJ Dahi, yeah.
And Beach House, right?
Yes, Beach House sample in the song, Silver Soul, and then they reversed it,
Genius.
Reversed that song, reversed
Genius.
That track, put it in, interlaced it with this one. So already instrumental is great. And I love Kendrick's verse, J-Rock. This is another song like... Devil in a New Dress, honestly, where the guest feature at the end of the song is really what puts it over the edge for
really?
Me.
Really? I couldn't
J-Rock's...
even tell you that verse, bro.
Okay.
Wait, is that the verse that Kendrick wrote, though?
I think that's like the urban legend or whatever is that Kendrick wrote J-Rock's
verse. Oh, I think you
verse.
Told me that.
Yeah, I think it's an urban legend, I'm pretty sure. I'm,
J-Rock,
I'm not sure.
Like, randomly showed... Yeah, he had Win. I think King's
mm-hmm.
Dead is also his, right?
Yes, yeah.
La-dee-da-dee-da.
Anyway... Yeah, Money Trees has been my favorite song for a long time. It's I was listening to it one night and I was just thinking about how like it just feels like every single line that Kendrick's making a point about about you know making the just kind of the evil the bad temptations in life just trying to like sort of the temptation to chase material things, but you know, and then you eventually get to the conclusion that no, just the pursuit of these things can lead to death and destruction. Like a Louis belt will never ease the pain, is a really good line that in that song that
dreams of living life like rappers do.
Exactly, dreams of living life like rappers do. It fits so well within the theme of the album of.
So what's
personal,
what are the what is a money tree? Because I remember when you explained this to me, it was awesome.
Oh, what is a oh
yeah? What
man.
Is what is what does he mean by money trees?
I think. Oh man, see now my freaking head is empty.
So you told me it was about the come up.
Yeah, the song. Yeah, the song's about. Yeah, that is true. It's about
and the temptations
like,
of the come up.
Mm-hmm. It's about being young and.
Wealthy.
Just yeah, like again, like sort of saying, like valuing the materialism and like just kind of doing ignorant and dumb things that could have had bad consequences. And he talks about, you know, an uncle of his getting shot who believed in him as a musician, and
damn,
just the
that's
sort
crazy.
Of the turbulations. And, like, the consequence, again, like, the kind of same similar thing with Bad City, I guess, like, the consequences of the gangster lifestyle. And then J-Rock comes in talking about, you know, to steal your watch and tell you what time it is. Again, like, the, just hustling.
You can't contain the gangster, man.
Hustling, yeah, trying to just get ahead, get the money, you know, and the temptation to... just kind of, I get, maybe take the easy way to the top. Maybe not that.
How long has this been your favorite song?
A while. I don't even know.
Like years?
Yeah.
Oh.
Years.
Interesting.
Yeah, but don't know. At this point, man, my head feels empty. I feel like I've talked a lot about a lot of different things. I probably could have spoken better on Money Trees. I probably did it dirty, but yeah, it's just the. I don't know. I can't think anymore for some reason.
It's fine.
What's your one?
My number one is Nikes by Frank Ocean.
Oh, okay.
Talk
about emotion.
Yeah.
And raw.
Like when I really, like my, like let me give it some context. So my favorite place, as a 22-year-old, this is my favorite song. Nikes by Frank Ocean is my favorite song. My favorite place to be in the world is this place in Topanga. It's called, we just call it Topanga. It's just this crazy slab on the top of a mountain. I'm not sure what it's doing, but it's graffitied and people go there. And you are in the top of LA and you can see into the Conejo Valley. You can see out to Catalina and beyond. You can see into the valley. You can look down into Los Angeles and into OC. And like some of my most poignant thoughts, which are kind of the realization that one of my greatest fears in life is that I will never be as happy as I was. And nothing really makes me think like that and really think about like the fear of maybe like this is as good as it gets than sitting up there and listening to Nikes, which just... And I wish you could, and it's really the spot and Nikes combined. You're so high up. The planes are flying from LAX over and the sun, and it's just everything is orange. And you're listening to Nikes, and you've heard it, just like the drums come in, and you're like, okay. And I take a deep breath, and it's like the things that you like in life change. Like, I don't, like right now, like I wish that I could be 23 playing Smash Bros on 10:30 in the morning in the Hollywood Hills with my friends on a Tuesday. But like, and I'm afraid I'll never get to do that. And I'm afraid life will be 9 to 5. Like our good friend Mitch said, 80-hour weeks. Like that terrifies me. And when I was really ruminating on that and stuck in this like, and fearful that like adult life was going to be horrible, sitting up there in Nikes kind of just took the pressure off me. And I was like, I would have never liked this song when I was 18, but now I love this song. And that idea that things will be better and can be better and like your perspective needs to be shifted, I just think Nikes is that song for me. That like A New Hope is Nikes for me, bro. And coupled with that spot, everything that's going on, maybe some contraband, you know. It's just such an amazing feeling. And it's because then the next day is a great day. And the day after that is a great day. And there's so much hope and you're so motivated. And to get that from a song is like if I ever was someone in songwriting or whatever, like that is the dream, to have someone's perspective on life just fully change. And that's what Nikes does for me. And then obviously I just like, it's, you know that I love Aerie songs. My top 6 songs are all songs that you can't really play on a beautiful day like this. Shout out Vancouver. Our last day is a beautiful day. But yeah, man, that's very deep kind of.
No, I love that though.
And that's like, and Nikes is like, is the remedy for my mind and returns me to being 21 and having the world at my fingertips and reminding me that life doesn't have to be like, it reminds me that like, it's okay for other people's dreams of you to die for so that your dream can come true. And that's something that like all these thoughts just like Nikes just kind of like encapsulates all that for me. And I don't know. I mean, like, yeah, dude. Like, that's why Nikes is my favorite song. As of April 27th, 2023, I am 22 years old. Nikes is my favorite song I've ever heard.
Okay. That's great.
I think we should quickly run through the others and have fun. We do have...
Oh, man. But
We have three. Let's go. We have 3 more minutes.
We have to play ads, dog.
It's our last show. I didn't make this 50-song list to just go over 10.
Fair enough. All right,
Run through them, and we'll just make fun. All right, I have Wednesday Night Interlude. I'll skip the ones you already had. I Feel It Coming's on here for me.
Great.
We'll rotate.
We got into Club 50 Cent.
Okay.
Talked about this earlier.
Okay, it wouldn't be on mine, but I get that.
Yeah.
I have Slide, Calvin Harris.
All Too Well, Taylor Swift, 10-minute version.
Wow.
That song's so good, dude.
I have Get Lucky, Daft Punk, and Pharrell.
Hey. I've got a few songs from Hamilton, the musical, in here.
Oh.
Which Hugh absolutely despises that I have those songs in here, but
dude, it's just like almost hysterical to me.
Hamilton is so
good. I just feel like it's so you, bro.
It's definitely such a me. This is such a me playlist because it's got, like, oh, we've got Kendrick Lamar in here. And here's Nonstop.
Yeah, dude. Oh,
with
my
Leslie
God.
Odom Jr. and Lin-Manuel Miranda. But it's so good. Hamilton is phenomenal.
I have Veritas Quo by Daft Punk off Discovery.
You got a lot of Daft Punk.
Punk's so good, bro. I have more Daft Punk.
I think the newest song I've gotten here is Umbrella by 21 Savage
mine
and
is,
Young Nudie.
Mine is Hours in Silence.
Hey.
Because we kind of threw that in because I realized I had 49. I guess we should run through quick. I have Right Now, Na 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 by Akon, goated song of my childhood.
Yeah.
Quickly go.
Oh, okay. I got My 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 by Troye Sivan.
I love
the
that
mix.
Pick. This is what you came for, Calvin Harris, Rihanna.
Shout out to California Love, Dr. Dre, and Tupac.
One more time, Daft Punk.
I've got You Should See Me in a Crown by Billie Eilish is in here.
Telegraph Avenue, Oakland, Childish Gambino.
Candle in the Wind, Elton John.
Who's Crying Now, Journey.
Hey. I've got Let It Be by the Beatles.
Find Your Love, Drizzy Drake.
Hey, yo. What else is a fun one to shout out? I got Nice for What by Drake.
I know,
you love that.
I have Apocalypse, Cigarettes After Sex.
Hey. Got, oh, man. I got Perfect Places by Lorde.
Shout that out.
Shout out Melodrama.
The only song that we have crossover. I also have 90210 by Travis.
There you go. I've got Stargazing by Travis Scott.
Fire. I have Nevada by Youngboy Never Broke Again.
There you go. Shout out to Nevada. I think the longest song I've gotten here is Mortal Man by Kendrick Lamar, which is a 12-minute cut.
The longest song I have is Let It Happen by Tame Impala.
Which is like 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I got some Diary Drake in here, man. I got 7 a.m. on Bridal Path.
Mm-hmm. I put Pyramids by Frank Ocean in here.
Oh, what else? I got Nights by Frank Ocean, Thinking About You by Frank Ocean, Ivy by Frank Ocean. Obviously, I mentioned Kyendo and Nikes.
Mm-hmm. Pyramids is the only Frank Ocean song I've got. At number 11, I put I Wonder by Kanye.
Fire. Number 11, I had Hotline Bling by Drake. Bro, see, the problem is, this is a problem that DJ had, is that I realize that people who associate the song with the music video hate the song. Is that what you think about when you think about Hotline Bling?
Because
I don't think about the music video.
A little bit.
I just think it's just catchy. I think about, like, Antoine Griezmann doing the dance. Okay. Anyways, we'll wrap the show up.
Yeah, we'll wrap the show.
Shout out Summer Games by Drake. Falling Back by Drake in here.
Anyway, we got to play some ads here to keep the radio station
Anyways.
Alive.
This was Music on the Menu.
Yeah, Music's on the Menu.
Coming
Thank
to you.
You
from CITR radio station for the last time.
In person.
This solstice.
We'll be coming. We'll be making pre-recorded episodes, so we'll still be coming to you. Stay tuned for Dunkin' Donuts coming up next. And yeah, everyone, enjoy your weekends when they arrive. Enjoy the sun. It's very nice out.
It's summertime for us now, man.
And yep, see you later.
CITR is powered by Guayaquil Yerba Mate. Yerba mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaquil mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaquil is more than just a yerba mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which include stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of yerba mate. Visit guayaquil.com, G-U-A-Y-A-K-I.com, to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR station on UBC campus for a free yerba mate can.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
WQCR.
TR. 101.9
FM broadcasting.
Live from
Vancouver. Musqueam.
Territory
in Vancouver.
British Columbia.
Canada.
The pain of living.
What's the pain of living?